We're here on Welcome to A Voice of a People here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. This program is live. My name is Linda Sims. And thank you for tuning in to WWGH. I'm sure many of you listen to A Voice of a People, and I thank you for those of you who are listening today. Also, we stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can download free app called TuneIn and search on any electronic device, WWGH. And don't forget to search WWGH. If you have any questions or would like to contact me during this live broadcast, please call 740-383-9944. Let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC. 1325 North Main Street here in Marion, Ohio. Telephone number 740-382-8552. Logos Christian Ministries with Pastor Jackie Peterson, address 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement, Logos Ministries does, free produce market every second Saturday of every month, from the hours of 12 p.m. until 2 p.m. No appointment or pre-registration required. Simply show up, provide your name and number of people in your family. Inspect Ohio, your one-call home inspection company, LLC, with 25 years of experience working for you. And they are out of LaRue, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-262-0939. And thank you once again for tuning in. And thank you for those who faithfully support A Voice of a People. Now, I have a thought for you today. And I try to do this every time I'm on the air. And this, the subject of this thought is called A Virtue of Sweetness. And it goes like this. Just as eating and serving something sweet makes your taste buds feel sweetness, and for a while after you remain happy, become sweet, nurtured yourself so that words filled with sweetness are constantly spoken. Such sweet words make both you and others happy. Use this method to always sweeten everyone's mouth. Constantly maintain sweet visions, sweet words, and sweet actions. And let me introduce my guest today, Sean Kraft. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Sean Kraft.
Yes. How are you doing? I'm doing good, Linda. How are you?
Good. I haven't had you for a guest in a while.
Yeah, it seems like a year.
Probably so,
yeah.
Yeah.
Good. You know, so it's called sweetness, huh?
Yeah, the virtue of sweetness. Huh. Yeah, and I thought about that because I had went through this kind of experience here lately, and people would always say, oh, she's so sweet.
Yeah. I get that all the time. You're such a sweet, sweet person.
Right.
Because I'm always
doing
something for somebody, you know.
Right.
It's like,
yeah. Yeah, moving out their way and always, you know, letting them go ahead and things like that.
Yeah.
But, Sean, what happens when you don't? Like, you have a moment.
Yeah, you do.
In your life and you lose it.
Yeah. You lose it and you just, like, it's like you snap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And people are like, wow.
Yeah.
She's not so sweet.
That's right. I got that last week the other day. I was typing a email back to somebody, and I either they misinterpreted it wrong, or maybe I didn't realize I said it in a rudely way.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to do. because it was so usually, I'm so nice to people, and they probably like, where'd that come from? And they, you know.
Right, right.
But.
Right. And so our question to you, those of you who are listening, and I did give you the telephone number, and I'll give it to you again, 740-383-9944. Have you ever had a moment in your life when you just got out of your original or the character that you people always see you in?
Right.
And how do you feel about that? I mean, and how were you able to come back from that?
In my situation, I tried. I realized what I did, and I tried. And some people just do not, they don't want to forgive, I guess. There's some people out there that just want to hold grudges and, you know, just, you know, whatever. But, you know, everybody's going to get angry sometime in their life. They're not going to be
perfect.
Perfect, yeah. And a lot of people nowadays, they twist stories. I noticed that. They, you know, you, I don't know, they just take things the wrong way and they take it too personally. I don't know. I just think it's, the world's going crazy.
I know.
And I don't know what's going on. Linda, do you know? I mean, I don't know
what's going on either. It's just that it seems like every way we turn, it's ugly or it's evil or someone's angry or someone's being killed or children are being abducted. And it's like insanity.
Yeah, exactly. It's insanity. That's exactly what, I mean, it's just like, you know, I don't know what people, I don't know. It's just, I mean, everybody has issues. Everybody has some, like I said, they're not going to be happy 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I mean, you're always going to have your ups and down days. And you know, I realized maybe I responded to this situation and maybe that person didn't realize. But I tried to backtrack and say, listen, I'm, you know, sorry, but, you know, but that's all you can do, you know, you can,
right.
Know, so, but I guess that's the way it goes, I guess.
And like I said,
I guess I wasn't sweet that day.
I guess you were not. Those of you who are listening, are you sweet today? Are you sweet every day? If not, please call 740-383-9944. Or do you get out of character sometime? And how does that help or hurt you or the person that you really hurt? You know?
Yeah.
And I'm like taking off all the covers.
Yeah.
Because I lost it.
Right.
I lost it, and it made me think about Mama Bear and her cubs. You know, if you come after one of her cubs, you know what I'm saying.
So did this recently just happen?
Yeah, not too long ago. Oh. But still, I don't like it, and it bothers me.
Yeah.
That I got out of character like that, and it's like, wow. And it's like going over and over in my mind. Yeah. I got to try to make this right.
Right.
You know, with the person, and
you know, I felt the same way for the last few days of the situation that I did. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. You only can do so much, but if that person or whatever doesn't want to forgive or you know, sweep it underneath the bus, whatever, everybody makes mistakes and everybody has, you know, like I said, bad days and good days, but they don't, it takes two to try to fix the situation if you don't want to.
True.
You know.
And all you can do is offer that olive branch.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm willing, you know, and I'd rather do that than not, especially people who have been friends for a long time.
Right.
You know. But, hey.
What are you going to do, right? You can't fix people, that's for sure. I mean, sometimes they have to fix themselves, and if they don't want to forgive you, then I guess... What's the old slogan, Linda? You win some, you lose some, I guess, at that point. Yeah.
Yes. So. And that's what hurts. Because you don't really want to lose
No, you don't want to lose any. You know, your friendships is what keeps people go around the world. And, you know, you got to have friends out there to, you know, talk to and hang out with and do things with. And because that makes you a happy person, usually. But I think when you're all, you know, alone or tied up with doing nothing, I think your mind just, I think that's what makes angry people too, I think.
I think so too.
Yeah, it's when they don't have nobody to talk to, they get all their, Because you got to talk to people to release your, either the vent to them, or if you're having a bad day, or if you're having a health issue, or you know, you got to trust your people that you want to talk to. And but I don't know. I guess if God made us all the same, it'd be a boring world.
Yes, it would be a very boring world. And I think I was the one who got angry. I'm the one who got upset. You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking.
But something triggered it, though.
Yes, it did. Something did trigger it. Yeah. And like I'm saying, I'm laying it all out on the line, you know, because I know I'm not the only one. Yeah. Out of 360 million people in the United States, I can't be the only one.
No.
Right. Our prisons are full of people. And, you know, we got all these counseling centers. They're full, right?
Right.
You can't even get an appointment for a month from now, you know. So I'm not the only person who has experienced this, and I won't be the last.
Right.
Like you said, you just had a similar situation last week, and I'm thinking, wow. How did I get that far off?
Right. And, you know, it's just, and you know, like you said, you try not to hurt anybody. I mean, some people just don't care. There is people out there that don't care if they hurt anybody.
Right.
But your personnel and our personality is pretty well the same. We try to bend over backwards for people.
True.
We'll help anybody that we can. Mm-hmm. That's just our personality. There's a lot of people out there, they don't want to help anybody. Again, I guess not everybody's the same in the world, because the world will be boring.
True.
But, you know, when you have a personality like me and you do that is willing to help anybody out that we can, it does bother you if something is not working correctly.
Right, and it triggers you to do something that's really out of your character.
Right.
You're thinking, where'd that come from?
Right.
You know, what happened? You know, why did I not think this through? Well, I did think about it, but it seemed like the more I thought about it, the worse it got, right?
Yeah. I feel your pain, sister, because I've been in that situation, not more than once in my life, so. But I understand, something triggered for you, I mean, you know, I think some people they push your buttons, is what I they just want to see how far you can actually take something, and I believe that. I think some people out there just like to see how far they can go with you.
Wow.
So and I think that in your situation is probably something triggered it.
Yeah, it had went far as I was gonna let it go.
Right.
You know, I just felt like I needed to do something then. But then when I got ready to do it, I just really did it.
Yeah, see? And now you showed them who's boss, and I bet their mouth dropped.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably did. Is that her?
Yeah. Wow. That was like, that was the one that I know.
I know. But like I said, all I can do is say, I'm sorry, you know. I handled it the way I did, but because there's always different ways to handle certain situations, you know.
Yeah.
And I find that, you know, the more you think about something,
it eats you away.
It gets bigger and bigger and bigger, you know.
It sure does. Yep.
And then your tolerance is like right there on the line, right?
Yeah, exactly.
All they got to do is say the wrong thing.
And it's done.
And it's gone.
It's gone.
And it's gone.
Exactly.
But we still want to try to be sweet and serve up desserts to people.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah, right.
Right. Right. So, like I was saying, I know some of you are listening. If you find yourself there, please call 740-383-9944. I just thought this was a delicious subject today.
It is. You know, it's sometimes it could be a touchy subject. To depending on the situation, but you know, I came to learn, mm-hmm. people are too sensitive nowadays.
Right.
They people, you give them an inch, they'll take a mile, and I noticed that. I think people are just too uptight, you know, and too sensitive. You gotta joke around. You know, people know you're joking. You know, especially if they know you. They know you're joking around, but I don't know.
Right.
But again, not everybody's the same.
No, they're not the
same.
Yeah,
so
no,
I guess I got to go back to that. I got to remember that in my head.
Right.
You know, if you're trying to joke, maybe that person doesn't like to joke, you know. So.
Yeah, I guess it depends on what you're joking about, though,
yeah.
you know. Because we're all supposed to have, like, temperamental, being self-controlled. Now, God's supposed to give us self-control.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, I don't know what happened to mine that day, but
it left your body. It just left. That's what happened to mine, too. I just saw red.
Yeah, it's like, whoa, yeah. Oh, whoa.
The devil was in me.
There you go.
Yes, that's
absolutely
right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
He will use you. Yes, yes.
I said, devil, get out of my body.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
I think, exactly. You know, that was the enemy coming against me and me coming against you. And, you know, not really want to hurt you or anything like that. Nor do I want you to hurt me.
Right. Right.
Or nor my loved ones.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
So,
just everybody try to be sweet at least one day in their life.
Yes, yes, sweetness. Yeah.
Sweetness is the...
Do you drink coffee?
You know what? I like the smell of coffee, but I don't like to drink it.
You don't like to drink it.
I love the smell of it. It's, you know that... What was it? Folgers? I used to watch that commercial all the
time. Oh, yeah.
What is it? How's it go again?
Folgers is a heavenly coffee. Heavenly coffee. Heavenly coffee. Cup full of something like that.
Yeah, something about Folgers in your cup or something like that. They had some good commercials.
Only coffee millionaires can buy. I think that was part of that slogan, that song.
Yeah. I think he goes, "It's the best time to waken up with Folgers in your cup."
Yeah,
is that what? Yeah.
Absolutely.
But yeah, I like the smell of coffee. I don't like the taste of it. Ain't that weird?
It does smell good, though.
But I love hot chocolate.
Do you? Okay.
So Starbucks, that's sweet. Starbucks hot chocolate.
I haven't had theirs.
And, you know, and Tim Hortons, they have pretty good hot chocolate as well.
I like your iced cappuccino.
Do you?
Oh, delicious. You ever try that?
Huh?
And it's coffee on the rocks?
Really? Yeah. But does it taste like coffee?
And it's sweet. It has a similar taste of coffee. It is coffee. Yes, but it's sweet and it has ice in it.
It's for some reason my taste buds does not like coffee. It has like a tang.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. It's an acquired taste.
Yeah.
It's something you have to like
grow into.
Sip on every now and then. Like I have a sip today. One sip.
One sip.
That's how I got into it, you know. Being cold and chilled in the fall and stuff. Oh, I'll have a little and I'll sit there and let it really get cold. I may have a little sip or two, but
Yeah. Do you drink this black coffee too?
Oh, no.
Oh, you don't. So
this is all about the virtue of sweetness.
So it has to be like a sugar and
yeah,
all that
I like the creamers. Those little creamers you get at the gas station, right?
Yeah, okay.
And they're all different flavored.
Yeah.
And they have, let me think, the blue. Then they have hazelnut. That's the brown.
Okay.
And they all have the, like a nut taste of hazelnut. And then you have your... I can't think of it, but I will. Then we'll talk about it.
That helps the flavor of the coffee go away?
Oh, yeah, because they're sweet.
Oh, you know what? Speak of the sweet. I remember somebody years ago, they put sugar in their coffee, and then they put milk in the coffee, and they mix it. It turns like a light brown color.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I used to drink that, but I used to think that it tastes like cereal.
Did you like that?
Yeah, it was all right, but it still had like a little bit of coffee taste to it still, even though it had milk and
sugar
and all that. Yeah.
All that sweetness.
Yeah, that's right.
There's nothing wrong with it.
That's right.
Nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
That's how I like my coffee. I started out, my auntie started us out drinking coffee. She was teaching us how to socialize, right?
Right.
So we could go to her house for breakfast or stay overnight. She was like our grandma. And she'd have coffee and bacon and eggs and toast on the table, you know, get you some coffee. So we get coffee. She'd have the cream and sugar already on the table. You get you a teaspoon of sugar and pour a little cream in there and you'd stir it up. I'm like not even 10 years old yet, right?
Wow.
But
so you start early.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
But they say coffee's good for you.
They say, but it just didn't stick to me then.
Maybe not all that sweetness in it.
Maybe not. Right, because you can't put too much sugar.
Yeah.
She had the little teacups. You know, you really can't put much sugar in a little teacup, right?
Yeah, right.
So a cup isn't really that much.
Yeah.
If you get a measuring cup, it's about that big and maybe about that deep. That's not much.
Not much. So, compared to like a soda.
But I did. I had a taste for it then, but you know, throughout my life, I was like, you, coffee? No.
Yeah.
I'll pass.
Yeah.
You know, and even now, I can't drink a whole cup.
Yeah. Does a half a cup maybe?
Maybe. Maybe.
Wow.
If it stays around that long, you know, before it gets cold, then it's back to the microwave. I can heat up that cup all day.
I love it. Hey, you save some money that way, right?
Right. And yeah. I never get that coffee down. Isn't that something?
So you just need one cup coffee pot. You don't need a 10 cup or...
No, and one I got
buns.
A 12 cup.
You got a 12 cup.
My baby girl bought me this coffee pot. I say maybe about 7 or 8 years ago. It stayed tucked under the cabinet for 5 years almost, right? And it's a 12 cup. It's got this big old, you know, coffee pot to go with it. So when I make it, I just make a whole thing full.
And you stick it in the refrigerator and drink it later?
Yeah.
Oh.
I can. It'll last 2 or 3 days anyway. Then I pour it down the sink, you know.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
There
yeah.
you go. Whatever
I
works.
Drink all that coffee. I'm thinking, why she buy me this big old... Even though you love it. Oh, yeah. Thank you, baby. You know, thank you for thinking about mommy, right?
Maybe she just thought maybe he was going to have a party or something.
I guess.
Yeah, a coffee party.
I guess
that's
so.
What you start having. That's sweet of you, Linda, to have a coffee
party. Yeah, it is. And it's huge.
There you go. coffee party at Linda's.
Yes, yes, yes. But the virtue of sweetness.
Yeah.
So when we look up, when I said virtue, what does that make you think of? I'm going to look this up on Google.
Okay. What I think would probably be not really as you act, the way you act. Is that right? Is that part of it, you think? The way you present, I guess I should say?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
In a way. It's a behavior showing high moral standards.
Okay.
So when you're angry and lashing out, you're not showing your highest moral standard, right?
Right.
So it's behavior. Not very good behavior, but we're going to erase that right now. We're just going to erase that. Okay. Because
because like you said, somebody's angry someday. I mean, but yeah,
not
you're
all
right.
The time.
No, right? No. Yeah, you want to be sweet as you can or nice as you can and help people out, but some people take advantage too, Linda. Have you noticed
yes,
that?
Yes, that's true.
Yeah. So I noticed that. Some people take advantage.
Or think that they can say anything they want when they want.
Exactly.
And you'll take it.
Yeah.
Because usually I may step back and let that fly, let that go.
Yep.
You know.
Just wash it under the rug.
Right. Or agree with it in a way. Yep. Not really. Maybe a little bit here and a little bit there, but. Yeah, like you say, when you always step back and let someone else proceed, then eventually that's going to happen, I guess.
Exactly.
You know, it's just going to happen.
It is. It's. But I remember, I'm going to have to bring up Sister Earlene Hatch. Remember,
Maybe
she used to go down all these places and then, you know, tell people, be nice to people and. Maybe she used to, didn't she used to do it down downtown,
yes,
Marion? Or,
yes,
yeah.
Everywhere she went.
Yeah. So, you know, but like you said, you know, you can't change people's minds, how they're going to present to somebody. But I do think people need to lighten up a little bit.
I do too.
Certain people. I think people just take stuff way too, too serious.
Yeah.
To a certain point.
And I think... We all need to know when to stop.
Yeah.
Stop pushing.
Yep. And all these, you know, you hear about on these TVs, all these bullies, bullying people that bully people all the time. You know, it's like, you know, when you was growing up, did you have bullying when you was in school? I'm sure you probably did.
We fought every day.
Yeah. That's right.
Mark Street School, we fought every day.
Yeah. So, you know, that's, but people don't do that nowadays. They just want to pick on the people that are not able to fight back. And I hate when people stand around and just watch.
Oh, that was the highlight. It was just watching the boxing match or something.
Yeah, right. No, I'm talking about, you know, just yelling. You know, I ain't talking about like fighting part.
Right,
I'm talking
about
like some of these people do nowadays.
Right.
That they're just call them names. And the other person's not going to be able to fight back. That's what I'm saying. But on you, yeah, I agree. Like, when you have to box it or whatever. I think that was pretty fun back then. But yeah. I'm talking about these kids nowadays that the person that is a victim don't know how to fight back.
True.
And people are just standing there around watching them get picked on.
Or killed. Right.
It's absolutely... I see it on Facebook all the time.
Yes.
And I just want to jump through Facebook and wring those people's necks. It's like, really? Seriously, people? Well, whoever's that person's holding the camera, why didn't they jump it in and say, hey, you need to stop this?
Right.
You know, this person's... I mean, it'd be a different story if this person's fighting back. Like you said, if they, you know, give them a left hook or something. Then it'd be different. But instead, they're getting picked on for, you know... anything.
Because people don't resolve differences like that anymore.
Right.
You know, we used to fight and whoever won, you go your way and go next way. Next day, you're, hi, how you doing? You know, you're friends again, you know. Yeah. But you don't find that too often in our society we live in today.
Yeah.
They're on 6 o'clock news, 12 o'clock news, 1 o'clock news. We have 247 news now, don't we?
Yes. Yeah, we have what? Channel, what was that other two? The
CNN is on 247. And
and we have that new channel, too, now for Spectrum.
Oh, really?
It's called Spectrum One or something like that. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't have Spectrum, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a new channel they just came out with.
So much going on in the world today.
It is. Oh, that's for sure. Every channel you turn on, breaking news.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And
it ain't sweet, Linda.
No, it's not sweet.
Oh.
It is not sweet. And when you talk about being sweet, it's passive.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it means. It means that person is passive.
Yeah.
And most of the time, they are passive to everyone.
Yep.
You know, they really don't get that deep involved in what's going on.
Yep, exactly.
That's the only way you can remain sweet.
That's right.
Because you get in too deep, you're not going to be sweet.
Exactly. Exactly. Yep, exactly. But I think what it is, like you said earlier, I think back in the days when people used to get bullied or whatever, they know how to fight back. Nowadays, I don't think these kids... And I don't know what it is. They're not trained or they're just not, they're not fighting back. They're just sitting there taking the, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And if we could get these kids that can fight these bullies, like we did back in the days.
Yeah.
You know.
Either you're going to beat me up or I'm going to beat you up. Yeah, it's going down today,
right?
That's right.
It's going down today, yeah. So hopefully we can get that all fixed. You know, fighting is not, but it does work. It shows the other person say, I'm not going to miss that person, you know.
That's true.
That person
That's
just true. Gave me the left hook, you know.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. So, or willing to stand up for themselves.
Exactly.
You know, instead of hiding and ducking your head and they're beating you and plucking you in your head and kicking you. And
exactly.
That's where we are today, Sean.
We are. It's a sad, scary, unsweet world we live.
Yes, it is.
I'm trying to use sweet because this is the topic of sweetness.
Right. The virtue of sweetness.
Yeah.
Right.
So, yeah, you know, so it's like, I don't know. Hopefully we can fix the issue, but I don't know. It's been going on so long, hasn't it, Linda? Gosh.
It's just getting worse, and things are happening more closer together, more often, and places where you wouldn't expect it, and in people you wouldn't expect it from. Like you said, people say, well, you're a really nice, kind guy, sweet guy, and then if you say something out of the ordinary, they're like, well...
Yeah, like...
What's wrong with him?
Yeah.
What's wrong with Sean today?
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. It's like...
I can't believe he did that.
Yeah.
Did you hear what he said?
Yeah. And then they... gone with her, you know.
Right.
It's, I don't know.
I don't either.
Yeah, the world. But the world must go on.
Yeah. Oh, it's gone. It's definitely gone. Now, where we're going, I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, we're not quite sure. That
no,
one.
But it's gone.
It's gone, yeah.
You know.
Slowly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, kind of fast in some things.
Yeah,
you
something
know.
Fast in place, but. So, I don't know. So, what is your ideas on fixing people's attitudes. I mean, do we even need more? We do have a lot of mental illness.
Yeah,
that is out there that's unclaimed and it's unrecognizable. Mm-hmm. I think we do need more facilities to fill people's problems. For instance, okay, I went into this, what do they call those places?
Asylums?
Is that what it is? Like when people are in there, like when they're, people think they're crazy or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Asylum.
Yeah. And I went to one down in Columbus. I'm not going to mention any names, but there's one of them, there's like, what, several different down in Columbus or whatever. I think it might be, somewhere in the Columbus area I went to. And I went in there and visited somebody. Of course, you know, before you go in there, you have to take everything out of your pockets. You got to sign in and, you know, do all this stuff.
Okay.
I don't know if you ever visit one or not, but you have to put everything in a locker before you go out and visit somebody.
It's almost like visiting somebody at the prison.
Yeah, almost like that, yeah. And to me, I walk into this facility. I mean, all the staff is really nice, but there's not enough things to do for these people that are either commit suicidal or sane people, whatever. Right. I don't want to use the sane because I don't know if they're sane or not, but people that are either dealing with major issues or something, you know, whatever. I was telling the person I was in there visiting,
mm-hmm.
and I said, this would drive me crazy. Because there was nothing to do. The TV wasn't on. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have places you can sit down and stuff.
Right.
And every 2 or 3 hours, they had a meeting. You could talk to the therapist or whatever. But there was no games, activities, nothing to keep your mind off of things. It's like, really? Seriously? And this is ridiculous.
Wow.
And I just wanted to do a – I think I'm going to contact that place, and I'm going to do a remote broadcast from down there.
Well, good.
If they will, I don't know if it's because it's government controlled, probably. I don't know, but
could be.
They probably won't allow it. But I think we need to. There needs to be some changes,
mm-hmm.
and because people are not getting fixed.
No.
Not like that.
No, not like that. Absolutely.
If they're just sitting around, loping around, and there's no activities,
of them are drugged.
Yeah, true.
They're under medication, and they don't have the ambition to do anything. It's like they have them so tempered down that they're okay, I guess. It's like being drugged.
It's true. I didn't think about that.
The medication. They're heavily medicated, yeah.
But you think they would have more activities and more staff that can talk to them and not, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Maybe more things to do than sitting around in the lobby. Or they can go in their dark bedroom and, I mean, there's no lights in that room. I don't know if it's timed or what it is, but I don't know.
I think most of the time they're asleep.
Why could you
say from the drugs?
Right, from the drugs and stuff. But yeah. I don't know. I just thought it was sad. I'd never been in one before.
Right,
my first time
to
ever visit in one.
Right.
And to me personally, I just thought it was sad. It was a sad situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking to myself, this would drive anybody nuts.
Yes, absolutely.
And I was there maybe a couple hours. Maybe three.
Wow. And just think, when you're medicated like that, you really don't pay attention to anything.
No, that's probably, you're probably right. They probably are like in their own little world, but I don't know. That wasn't sweet, though.
No, it wasn't.
So I just wanted to bring that up.
It's not sweet.
No.
And when you were talking about that, it made me think of, have you ever watched this movie, Jack Nicholson, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest?
Yes, Cuckoo, yes.
I love that movie.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because at the end, he found out that everyone else had signed themselves in.
Yeah,
he was the only one that was brought in,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he's the only one brought in, yep.
So he was the only one crazy,
yeah.
Right? I love that movie.
Yeah, that's a good movie.
You know, he couldn't stand what was going on, the people getting the drug, you know, their shots or whatever, and pills.
You're exactly right. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good example that you brought up there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's the ultimate actor, isn't he?
Yeah,
he's
very good. Very good actor.
Like, you're the one crazy, Jack.
Yeah. Sorry, I just wanted to bring
that
story.
That's okay. I mean, we don't have nothing but time right now, right?
That's right.
And we're talking about sweetness.
That's right. Yeah.
The virtue of sweetness. Yeah. Virtue is like worth.
Worth.
Your worth, whatever's in you. Because the woman who had an issue of blood in the Bible, she had been sick for 12 years, had used up all her money going to the doctors trying to be healed.
Yeah.
And they said she had an issue of blood. And when she saw Christ come, and she had already heard about his glory and his healing powers and things like that, and she said, if I could but touch the hem of his garment, I'll be healed. So back in those days, if you were sick or like that, the kind of sickness she had, you're considered unclean. You couldn't even come into the town and walk the street that people would see you, you know, because they would say, unclean, unclean. They may would even throw rocks at her and stuff like that, you know, just drive her back out the city.
Sad.
But she pressed her way, and she did touch his garment.
Wow.
And she was made heal immediately. And the Bible says the virtue went out of him.
Huh.
That's where that word, that's the only place I ever really seen it, the virtue.
Huh.
The healing virtue, the worth. Well, she was after it, you know. She right. wanted it. She wanted it so bad. When she touched him, she got it.
She got it.
It came out, you know. So.
And she was set free.
Yes. Yes.
Interesting.
Yes. There's all kind of stories like that in the Bible where people were healed miraculously. And people get healed today miraculously.
Right.
You know. But this temperament that we deal with, like we're talking about, the virtue of sweetness. And it says here again, for a while after you've tasted the sweetness, you remain happy. You become sweet-natured yourself, so that words filled with sweetness are constantly spoken.
No, interesting. I didn't think about that way. But it is true, though.
Yeah. Because it's a feeling, you know.
Yeah,
if you're feeling good, you're going to speak good, you know, you're going to smile and laugh, you know, and you're more apt to step back.
And, yep.
Be passive.
Passive and relax and, wow. That makes sense, though.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
It's like it all falls in one place.
Yeah, yeah. But lo and behold.
Yeah, it does something.
If you're at your limit that day.
That's right. Like
sweetness.
Me and you were. It was gone.
Yeah, and you're not going to step back. You're like, well, ain't she going to move? Ain't he going to move? What's wrong with him? You know, they kind of look at you crazy. You know, like, I guess he's not going to move today, right?
The devil was, he's like, I'm coming in.
And that's the bad part.
Yeah, it is.
That's the bad part.
That is the bad part.
Because, you know, when you said that, it made me think about Judas Iscariot. He's the one who turned Christ in.
Yeah.
To be crucified.
Yep.
And it says that that Satan entered in. And he got up, walked right out. When he got those people, here he is. And came back and kissed him on his cheek. The one I kiss, that's him.
Huh. Interesting.
And they went and got him and took him and crucified him and all that kind of stuff. So, no matter how sweet we are, Sean, we got to be careful.
We got to be careful.
We have to be very careful. Yeah. Be on our P's and Q's. Yeah. Don't let the devil in, right?
That's right.
He's knocking at the door looking for a space to slide in there. Oh, my, my, my. I know some of you who are listening can relate to what we're talking about. I know you can, whether you call in or not. 740-383-9944. WWGH 107.1 FM radio. Such sweet words make both you and others happy.
That's true. Good words will make you happy. Bad words will make you angry like we did the other day.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Or keep stepping on your toe, right?
Right.
Somebody keeps stepping on your toe?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pointing their finger.
Yeah, you say, well, excuse me. Sometimes you say, excuse me, and it wasn't even your fault, but that's that passiveness, right?
Yeah.
But then to keep on stepping on your toe, you're going to, like, push them back one day, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know what really makes me, you know what really makes the devil go into me? you know where the sweetness goes to the side?
Uh-huh.
Is when people, if I'm out in the public area, and I see people treating children or other people badly in front of me, I get angry.
Right.
And some I say some sometimes. I know sometimes. But it just, you know, people's got to learn to speak up.
True.
People do not speak up nowadays. And I'm sorry, but you got to speak up.
Right, right. And I think there's a fear of that.
Yeah, there is.
Or it's not my business.
Right. But it is when you're treating people badly.
I think so, too.
I'm sorry, but that when you're treating somebody badly or horrible, it's my business. Yeah. I'm sorry, but that's not the way it's supposed to be.
No. And you could be saving someone's life.
Right.
Or losing your own, but at least you spoke up.
Right.
Yeah. Wow. The day we live in,
it's
intolerable almost, isn't it?
It is. It's a scene.
Oh, God.
It's like you don't even want to walk out your front porch.
No.
Because it's just, I don't know. I don't know what flips the trigger, but.
I don't know.
But yeah, so I just wanted to bring that up to you. But, you know, it's just, I don't know. It's just the anger is getting, like you said, worse. It's getting worse, I think.
It is.
I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's the.
The weather.
Yeah, weather is depressing, isn't it? It's so many.
Been raining every day. Yes, the weather.
I know. I feel sorry for our pool companies.
Oh, my gosh.
Gosh, you're not going to be able to get. People's not going to be able to swim this summer.
What about the food?
Yeah, food.
Farmers.
Yeah, the farmers is really hurting.
Yeah.
I got a pond in my backyard.
Do you?
Yeah.
From the rain or?
From the rain.
Oh, it made you a pond.
Yeah. I'm gonna go back there and fish tonight.
That's all you need, right?
That's right.
Is your rod and reel, right?
Yeah, that's
going
right
out there. They said some roads were closed down Sunday
during
church.
And some of Marion was out of power last night.
No, I didn't know that.
There was like 1,200 people over, I think it's over by Colonial Acres, I believe.
Okay, that's out by the airport, right?
Colonial Acres is over by...
Oh, Mount Vernon Avenue, that way back there?
Yeah, like Bell Fountain Avenue and all that.
Oh, okay.
Over that way, Davis Street and all that area right there.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. By Speedway and all.
Really?
Yeah, I heard that. I don't know. I saw on Facebook. I don't know what exactly blew the transformer. But somebody told me it was a car involved, too. I don't know.
Might have been a car accident.
Yeah, so
hit a telephone
know.
Pole or something.
Yeah. Apparently, they got it back up at a little after 1, 2 o'clock last night. But yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, wow. I saw that because it said Ohio Edison said power outage. Mm-hmm. 1,200 people. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
We never know from one moment to the next what we're going to be facing.
Right. You don't.
No.
And, you know, you hope it'll be good. You don't want it to be bad. Everybody wants to be good. Oh, I think we get a call, Linda. Well, how about that one?
Hello, caller. You are on the air.
Oh, I think they hung up.
Oh, yeah, they did.
They hung up?
Yeah.
All right, if that was you, give us a call back, 740-383-9944. Linda would love to answer your question.
Yes, or Sean.
Or me.
It only rang twice, so maybe they had the wrong number.
Could have been.
But
yeah, maybe
anyway,
they'll call back.
Yeah, maybe. We're talking about the virtue of sweetness. Wow.
And apparently I brought the devil involved.
Well, I mean,
but it takes the devil to
unsweeten
make things,
you.
Yeah. Just, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
And that's exactly, I mean, you hit the nail on the head, like they said, right?
That's right.
You really did.
Yeah.
It's the opposite of good.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, sweet and sour.
Yeah.
Good and bad. Yeah. That's that enemy.
That's right.
It's him, you know.
Yeah.
And he's always looking for a way to squeeze in, you know. And
now, I was going to ask you, Linda, as You're kind of like a you're
minister.
Yeah, you're a minister.
Mm-hmm.
The paranormal, okay? Do you believe that can happen? In your own words, I mean because I see that on TV, you know, or people get. They say that people get
ghosts and stuff. You mean?
Yeah, they go in their body and make them do crazy crap and crazy stuff.
Exorcist, you mean?
Yeah, like you know how they go, like see, I'm sitting here talking to you right now, and I just go crazy. then, I don't know. I see that show called Paranormal. There's a guy
Possessed.
Out there.
That's what that is. Is possession. That what
it, possession. They take over your body.
Yeah. And
I don't know. I just thought maybe if that's I don't know, because the show that I watch, I just. It's called Paranormal something.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's. I mean, it's out there. It's kind of crazy. Yeah. But the reason why I watch it is because I'm trying to put myself. Because just about anything like that I watch, I think it's fake. It's staged. Mm-hmm. That's the first thing that comes in my mind. Oh, it's staged. But I still watch it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know why I still watch it, but I still watch it. And even though I know it's, I think it's fake.
Right.
But I still watch it. I don't know why. I put myself in there. It's like, I look at them, like, roll my eyes, like, seriously?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Stuff like that. But I just wanted to get your thought on it. I didn't know
as a minister. Is real and can be real. They have a minister who specializes in denouncing demons out of people, and they'll come and manifest themselves. The devil is a liar right now, in Jesus' name. But I've heard of that being real.
So what causes it? I mean, what causes them to get the demons in them, I guess.
I don't know.
See, that's what I'm...
See, that takes us back to Judas Iscariot.
Yeah, it is.
What happened that Satan was able to enter in? Because now he was like a prophet. He walked with Jesus. He ate with Jesus. He carried the money bag all the time, you know. He heard the same sermons and saw the same miracles as the other disciples did. So how was Satan able to infiltrate his mind? I don't know, unless he had put himself in a state where he was always upset because he thought they were throwing away the money, and money could be used for something greater than what they were using it for, which was the greater part was in his own pocket, according to the Bible. Yeah. Since he would take the money and steal it, you know. But Jesus knew all that he was doing.
Gotcha.
He said, I chose all of you, and one of you is a devil. And that was Judas. He knew. I mean, he didn't fool Jesus that the type of person that he was, or the fact that even Jesus knew before he knew that the devil was going to enter in him. And I don't know what that space was about or how that was able to happen. I don't think it's something that happens a lot. You see people you hear people having seances and things like that. And they get in this trance state of mind, and they speak words from the underworld, and so that's sort of like a possession for a moment.
I got you.
You know, I think it's more or less what you open up yourself to.
So if you let your mind, like for instance, I know I try to get hypnotized by a witch doctor, a regular hypnotism, whatever you want to call it, what they call those people, I don't know, whatever. He's supposed to be a doctor that's supposed to put you under whatever. And I just start laughing.
Good.
I just can't do it. Because somebody told me, the reason why I brought this story up is because somebody told me one time, hey, go to one of those hypnotist doctors and they can maybe help you lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
No. Didn't work.
No.
I can't be put under or whatever. I just don't believe in it, I guess, maybe.
Right.
And my mind just doesn't shut down.
Right.
I don't know.
You have a resistance to it. And plus, you don't want nobody to have control of your mind anyway.
Right.
I mean, that's a scary thought.
Right.
They can call you up anytime.
That's right.
That's what goes through my mind, you know. You think about, I want to be hypnotized. Is that really real that they can do that, you know? Yeah. And then it's like, well, why? They might just call me out one night and have me out walking naked in the streets, right? You just never know. That's mind control.
That's true. And that's funny you say it, because every since I was probably born, I was never a follower. I was always a leader.
Mm-hmm.
And you could tell people. You could tell when a person's a follower or a leader.
Right.
I was never one of those people that went out with friends to smoke, you know, pot and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. I was never into that. I was never, I didn't want to go down that road.
Right.
It just never interested me to do all that.
That's good.
But there's a lot of people out there who would do it just because they want to fit in with the crowd.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They want to be, what do they call that? Like a, I don't know. They just want to fit in with the crowd, I guess.
True. That's true.
But I just didn't care. If you didn't like me, you didn't like me. That's how I felt. I was like, whatever, you know, don't matter to me. But yeah. But you see that more and more nowadays.
Yes.
People want to be followers than leaders.
Right. Because most leaders are loners.
Yeah.
They are.
Yeah.
They're loners. I don't know why it's that way. Yeah. But I know. I think I'm a leader and I'm a loner. I just am. Yeah. You know.
Because you never let anybody influence you.
I try not to.
Yeah.
The enemy did that day, though.
They did. Yeah. Yeah.
That day I went off. Yeah. Right? I was not proud of that because, like you said, aren't you a minister? Yeah. Yes, I am. And then it matters.
It does matter. And because you feel, after you think about it, you think about, that's not me.
Right,
number one.
Right.
Number two, I'm the same way. I feel bad because, I don't know, I'm the same way. I feel bad when I get angry. And I'll say, and I used to try to apologize. Maybe I shouldn't be that way. Maybe I'll just be like the rest of them.
Yeah, like Bob, but I'm
not,
right?
Yeah, so, but I'm not like that because that's not, a leadership is supposed to keep everybody going and, you know.
And be what you need to be. Be passive if you need to be. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Be loving and kind and have that hug, or you can do it. Right. You know, hey, it don't matter. I understand that you're under duress and stress. You know, yeah, just walk on me anytime.
Yeah, and you know what? That other person on the other end, they're not even thinking about it. They're probably not even thinking about it.
Probably not.
Being you are.
Right,
because that's
the kind of people we are.
We are, but those the other person, they're not even thinking about it.
You know, I never thought about that, and you may be right.
Yeah,
you may be right about that. Wow, because it matters to us.
It does.
It matters how we're perceived in the public.
Yep,
it should be.
It should.
If you're a leader,
and what was it back? We got to show our standard.
There you go. Got to stand.
Got to stand.
On our principles that we have.
And stand to be proud.
Yes. The virtue of sweetness.
Yes, right.
Got to stay sweet, right? At all costs.
That's
stay
right.
Stay sweet. Get your toes trampled on, but stay sweet.
Yeah.
Stay sweet.
But, you know, somebody can only pound you for so long, like you said.
Yeah.
And when they pound you so long, I'm sorry, but it's going to come out of you.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you know you don't mean to.
Right.
Because then you think about it, like you said, you thought about it like 5 minutes later. I was really mean, wasn't I?
Yeah. Right, right. Or either you tuck your tail and go home and cry.
Yeah.
I've done that before, too. I was just so hurt, and I didn't stand up against it, but I have gone home and cried many times because people had hurt my feelings.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, what are you going to do, you know?
Right. And
off a face. All for a face.
That's sad.
And how people perceive you. You know, I have children out here and grandchildren out here, you know what I'm saying? And,
right.
And it does matter.
It does.
But that, you know, my pastor said, have you ever had a spirit of a slap on you, like you just want to slap somebody, but you can't? You can't do that.
Oh, I would love to give the right or a left hook to somebody.
You can't do that.
You can't do it. I know what you're saying, but sometimes you just want to give that left hook.
Yeah.
But I'm left-handed, so.
Yeah. And he'd say, I just feel like extending that arm right now, you know. He said, but I can't.
That's right.
But I can't.
Yeah.
And it's those standards that we just have to stand on and not drop.
Yep. Because violence is not always the way to go.
No.
It's not.
No.
It's not always the way to go.
It's not.
No. I mean, you know what I think what a lot of it is? No. I know we're almost out of time. Wait. Are we almost out of time? I don't even know.
but 4:41. Okay. We can stop at 4:45.
Is that what you want to do? Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. All right. Well, my problem is with people, I don't know. I just think people are all about themselves. And I think what a lot of it is video games. These video games are warping people's minds.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of gamers. Now, I'm not against games at all. I'm thinking about getting an Xbox myself. But you got to limit yourself to a certain amount of hours on these game systems because it's warping your mind.
Oh, yeah. That's true, too.
You know, I don't even know the last time my brother has Xboxes and stuff. I go over to his house, and I get bored fast anyway. I play less than half hour, and then I'm done. Mm-hmm. I get bored.
Right.
But when these people are playing these shooting games, and I'm telling you, I think that's what a lot of the communication skills are going out the window. There's a lot of these people that I talk to have you noticed this? They don't know how to have a conversation.
That's true. That's true.
You know how we're having a conversation right now?
Right.
They can't do it.
Right.
Can't do it.
Right. Because they haven't had to.
No. And I think I was reading the other day, I think it's like 8 minutes for the people's attention spans. I think it's less than 8 minutes now.
Mm-hmm.
It's just sad. Sad world.
Yes.
But, I mean, you know, the game system company's making a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
They're making a lot of money.
Yes, they are. They're very expensive. They're not cheap.
No.
You know, and they play those games. Once they can play that game, they're done with it.
Yeah. And then they go on to the...
Go to the next
one. Next one and the next one.
The challenge. You know, it's about being challenged and being able to go break that system, you know, and then they're done.
I mean, these kids are not even outside playing basketball, football like we used to back in the days.
No.
When I was growing up, we played backyard football, baseball, you know.
What happened to baseball?
It's gone on the wayside.
They're not having baseball games anymore?
I mean, like, I don't see kids out playing baseballs.
No, in the yards and stuff like we used to.
Yeah.
We used to play street ball.
Yeah. High and go see.
Yeah. Jacks, marbles, you know, back Red in Rover. The day. Jump rope, you know, double dutch,
Red Rover, some London right over.
Yes. Yeah. Used to love all those games.
Kickball.
You know?
Oh, I love kickball. Yes. Kickball was my favorite.
Yes. Well, let's go see who can run the fastest, right? We did things like that, you know.
Not anymore.
Tag.
Tag. And what was that? Pop. What do they call that? Pop can. Kick the pop. What was that?
I can't think of that. We learned
that from my grandparents.
Did you?
Yes. I'm trying to remember. My grandparents used to play that. That was a famous game they used to play.
Okay.
It was something to do with a pop can, but I cannot remember. It was years ago since I played it, though. It was fun, though.
Well, we're down to the last minute. Thank you, Sean Crawford, being my guest today. Sean is one of the managers here at WWGH 107.1 FM Radio. Thank you again for listening to A Voice of a People. Till next time, be blessed.